On a rainy day in the parking lot of Revelstoke Secondary School, RSS, 17-year-old Turi Demel can be found working away in the back of a school bus. By the time he graduates next June, however, his vision for the future beyond the classroom will be to drive across BC in his grade 12 capstone project, a converted camper vehicle and mobile workshop. It's not uncommon for former school buses to be converted into living and working spaces, Demel explained. In fact, they're often referred to as schoolies. On October 5, after participating in a closed bidding auction for three school district 19 buses, Demel drove away with his new ride, which he'd bought for $2,500. He's allowed to operate the bus in BC with just a Class 5 license because it doesn't use air brakes or carry other passengers. At issue is the old yellow activity bus for out-of-town trips, which suffered mechanical problems and wasn't even intended as his capstone project initially. In truth, it holds the keys to his future adventures and career aspirations. "Housing's expensive and I want to travel," Demel said, adding that renovating the bus could also give him the option to rent out accommodation to ski bums. "Our school offers such an insane shop program that we're super lucky here," he said, adding that he's also been fortunate to have a space right at school to keep the bus. "I was top trade student last year with the school. They were saying they wouldn't let any other student park a bus in the back parking lot." Describing himself as highly creative, Demel has already taken out all of the bus seats save for the front, and plans to build a workshop in the back, along with a bathroom stall with a toilet and possibly a shower behind the driver's seat. He's currently working to insulate the rear of the interior to keep things cozy on cold winter days. Comfy cushions and a slab of live-edge wood have been donated to Demel, which he'll set up in the middle for furniture and a countertop. "I've got all the pieces I need," Demel said. "I just need to frame it, insulate it, run electrical, run mechanical." Atop the roof through the emergency ceiling exits, he plans to build a deck with solar panels to offset his energy needs. "I even have a generator so I can run my shop, because that's going to take a lot more power than solar can provide," Demel explained. On the back wall of the interior, he envisions working with local artists to have a mountainscape painted, and ditching the yellow exterior to encase the vehicle in a mural design more reflective of the community. "I want it to have the Revelstoke touch to it," he said. "We're such a creative town that I feel like we can do anything." Demel credits his family as the source of his skill in trades. His father works in their original home of Rocky Mountain House, Alta, for the town's development services, while his sister is employed at the boat repair shop Breakers Marine in Bamfield, BC. As the snow arrives this winter, Demel will relocate the bus to his Columbia Park home, which he joked his mother doesn't seem to take issue with him parking out front. Busier with classes this semester, he's excited to have more free hours during the school day in winter and spring 2026 to immerse himself in the project. "The goal of my project is to learn hands-on building, design, and sustainability skills while creating something I can use for future adventures and community projects," he explained about his capstone on Facebook October 13. He'd love community members to chime in with donations for raw materials such as lumber, insulation, hardware, wood accents, and reclaimed wood and metal, as well as mechanical and wiring expertise, if possible. "I know the basics of wiring, but it's something you want to be very careful with," he said. "If anyone has any ideas, I'm happy to hear them." A man in Kelowna already pitched in with a water tank after seeing Dumal's project online. "If you or your business would like to help, or if you have supplies to spare, I'd love to connect," Demel added on Facebook. "Every bit of support makes a difference and helps me learn valuable skills while keeping this project moving forward." Ahead of graduating next year from RSS, Demel, who has dyslexia, said the flexibility to blog about this work via YouTube, rather than formally write it up, makes the capstone project the right fit for his creative needs. Looking forward, he anticipates his bus project helping him strengthen his applications for post-secondary schooling. He's particularly eyeing welding programs and considering training available through the Canadian Armed Forces. Outside this passion project, Demel works in lifeguarding, forestry and also summer camp counseling down at Silver Lake near Peachland. He's also served 5 years in cadets with the Rocky Mountain Rangers, Corps 2458, where he holds the highest local rank, and was the teacher assistant for his metalwork class at RSS. Anyone interested in supporting Dumal's capstone can email turbear2@icloud.com. He posts project updates to Instagram @wanderwelds. Turi Demel, 17, with the school district 19 bus he bought and is converting into a camper and workshop for his Revelstoke Secondary School capstone project, pictured Wednesday, October 29. Everett Lindquist, Revelstoke Review. Turi Demel, 17, with the school district 19 bus he bought and is converting into a camper and workshop for his Revelstoke Secondary School capstone project, pictured Wednesday, October 29. Everett Lindquist, Revelstoke Review.